Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
You know, earlier this summer, Kevin Hart was laughing off reports that he had cheated on his new pregnant wife. Well, we all know now he ended up eating some humble pie in front of millions this weekend after, according to him, someone threatened to expose his wrongdoings if he didn't pay up. My guess tells me Kevin realized back in July the walls were closing in on him with regard to his, quote, mistakes. Well, a rep for Hart is telling E! News that somebody tried to set up the ride-along star in a failed extortion attempt. They were actually asking for $10 million. The so-called evidence in question includes some videotapes that imply sexual activity. But, you know, as far as we can see, it could be Kevin, could not be Kevin. In any case, like I said, the alleged extortionist was asking for $10 million. Now, Kevin seemed to be in great spirits yesterday while he was on the set of his new movie, Night School in Georgia. But on Monday, his wife was seen all the way cross-country in Beverly Hills with his stone-faced expression. And to make matters worse, his first wife, Tori, was sitting down with Inside Edition, and she said the comedian was a liar who cheated on her for years with Aniko, the woman he's now married to. And how is your week going? And you know something? It always seems to happen. There's this major omission in memorial segments in the award show. Well, social media noticed it right away, and this time it was the 2017 Emmys. Now, actor Harry Dean Stanton died Friday at age 91. Of course, the Emmys were on Sunday. They missed that. But they also missed comedians Dick Gregory and Charlie Murphy. And of course, Twitter was all over it. Common tweeted, "Thinking of my brothers Dick Gregory and Charlie Murphy. After the snub, I'll never forget you. I miss you both." Well, Charlie Murphy's reps aren't quite as polite as Common. They say that he was a successful writer and cast member of the Comedy Central series Chappelle's Show before his untimely death in April at the age of 57. And his reps have now slammed the 2017 Emmy Awards after the snub on Sunday's memorial segment, even though they say they did provide the show with images of Charlie just this past week. Well, we sure miss Charlie. Of course, like I said, he died on April 12th of this year after a battle with leukemia. But I gotta tell you something, I will always remember the short times I spent with Charlie during junkets. He was so funny. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter and at AURN.com.